Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love. Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there and that lady with the sideburns and basically everybody at table nine.
Well, what happened to the song?
Make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you.
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. Oh, it could be so nice growing old with you.
We're living in a material world and I am a material girl. Or boy.
I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.
Very cool. All right, so Adam Sandler's 49, so we focus on him, his music, and his movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 55 past the hour on Good Day. Also joining us is Dr. Joy Brown, along with Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I. She's pretty much in the same league as you are, Chucker, when it comes to seeing every movie, thinking about all these stars, knowing what the plot line is, because she goes every night to a different movie, it seems. Or if she goes to a different Broadway show, or in some way, shape, or form, is into the action in New York. So I want to hear your opinion.
She's much more qualified than me. What am I doing here?
Well, no, I'm not sure about that. I want to know what you think about Adam Sandler and what Joy thinks about Adam Sandler.
Well, I'll give you my opinion first. He's 49. He certainly bucked the trend for a lot of comic actors on the big screen. I mean, if you look at the career of Jim Carrey, there's been almost no interest in Jim Carrey once he hit the age of 40. He's had very little success at the box office. Sandler, despite what critics say, they pound him, they don't like him. He still has people other than pixels showing up to see his movies, and they're profitable enough for him to continue. He just signed a deal about a few months ago at Netflix, I think, to do a three-pitcher deal. That's going to be the next phase in his career.
Well, I think the last thing he did that was even fun was Wedding Singer. I mean, I think he was wonderful in that. But and clearly, there is kind of a sort of...
You didn't like 50 First Dates?
No.
I thought those were cute movies.
Well, first of all, I think he's become kind of the Three Stooges of modern life, in that there's this huge dimorphism between men and women about whether or not they like Adam Sandler. Because I think Adam Sandler, with all due respect, reminds you guys of being kind
young
of frat
and stupid.
Boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, he's a man child.
Yeah. And for I know this comes as a great shock to you guys, but women do not necessarily appreciate idiot boys. You know, we sort of look.
Don't tell my wife that.
Idiot men, at least.
I'd be in trouble.
You know. So I think there is, and Hollywood obviously has a whole bunch of men children in it. But in terms of box office success, his last couple of movies, I think, have tanked, haven't they? I mean, they do okay on DVD, and they do okay internationally.
You are, well. They didn't perform like his other films. They probably
that's
a
nice word for
worldwide at a break-even point.
Yeah. Well, that, but honey, that's tanking.
Yeah.
And world, when you talk worldwide, I mean.
Well, if he was a stock, he would be on a downtrend. I'll give you that.
I got to tell you.
You would have sold.
You've just sent me into a severe depression here.
Okay, yeah. Well, then
My whole being has just been attacked.
I think it has.
It's a taste, an acquired taste. I used to not like him at all. I do. Richie keeps saying to me, you always say the same thing whenever he's on. Yeah. I'm consistent, anyway, in that I didn't like him, and now I do. And I think...
What do you like about him now
I like
that you
chick
didn't
flicks.
Before?
The way he sort of handles things when he did those two or three movies with Drew Barrymore.
Wedding Singer was great.
Yeah, but there was another
one. But I think that was the
High
First
Dates. And the, yeah.
I think the barometer is Mr. Deeds. If you like Mr. Deeds, you like Adam Sandler. If you don't like that movie, you don't.
Yeah.
I find that movie hysterically funny.
Well... So there you go.
I find it tedious.
I'm with Joy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So men like Adam Sandler, women don't. That's what I take away from this conversation.
Yeah.
Is Joy going to be on my segment all week or what?
Maybe, if it helps you feel better about what you're doing, Chuck, or not, maybe. 59 past the hour.
I'll deal with it.
Food for thought on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Oh, man.